Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, Georgette, happy Flourish Truly Tuesday and Falcons Hate Week.
It's very exciting. I've already tweeted multiple inappropriate things about Falcons Hate Week, so I'm so excited. Football is back, friends.
Yes, it is. Week one. We are 2 days away from the NFL opener and 5 days away from the Saints season opener against the Atlanta Falcons. They're playing in Atlanta. Boo! But it'll be like a home game anyway, because we know only like 16 fans of the Falcons show up anyway.
I know. Falcon seats, empty seats. Yep, they win every time.
Yeah, so they all are hanging out at Chick-fil-A. Oh, wait, right. Chick-fil-A is open on Sundays, and they have one in their stadium. Big fail, just like their Super Bowls.
Right? Oh, my God, yeah. So funny. Oh, geez, it's so good. It's so good to talk trash about them. Just the NFL Fox Sports today did a little thing on why do the Saints and Falcons fans do this to each other? It's very brief. It's hilarious. It has a little meme. It's very funny.
It is one of the most underrated rivalries, if not just the NFL, but in sports in general. Mm-hmm. And people say y'all are so petty, but let me tell you this. New Orleans is one of the most hospitable cities in the world. And I can tell from personal experience, I've witnessed myself, Falcons fans come here, they spend their money, they have a good time. I've seen Saints fans buy them beers. I've seen Falcons fans buy Saints fans beers, drinks in the quarter. I mean, yeah, it's a rivalry. At the end of the day, we have fun with it. It's not cruel. It's just, it's a thing. You know, we love to hate them.
Yeah.
And they make it so easy. So
absolutely.
It is. It's a great rivalry. It's a fun rivalry. We've been anticipating opening weekend. And of course, to play our rivals, I just wish it was a home game. But hey, again, like I said, I know a lot of hoodats are going to Atlanta, but I'm so excited that we're opening against them. It's just such a great way to start this season and to be starting with a win, because we all know the Saints are going to whip their behind.
I mean, you're not wrong, right? I always have this little kernel of worry with the Falcons. They're like our tiny kryptonite if we get too cocky. So even though I'm bad doing Falcons Hate Week memes all week, and I plan to continue, by the way, there's always still that small, any other team, and I would be talking like a fool about how we're going to blow the scoreboard out. But I'm always cautiously optimistic with the Falcons, but it's still Falcons Hate Week and I'm excited.
Yeah, because you don't want to see Marity pull the same thing that Jalen Hurt did with us. I mean,
right?
Look, the Falcons have issues on their O-line. They have concerns with their defense. I mean, they were like ranked 28th last year. Getting pressure in the quarterback. Our defense was top five. They've only gotten stronger, I believe, with the addition of Tyrann Mathieu and Marcus May. And of course, I mean, our offense went from zero to heroes with Michael Thomas back. It is almost 100%. He'll be playing on Sunday. And then draft Olave and then signing Jarvis Landry. So our team has done nothing but get stronger. Jameis Winston is a full go. He's ready. We've got so much talent. And I said this the other day, on paper, this team is extremely talented. We just need to stay healthy. But good news did come out with Trevor Penning. It did say that his surgery was a success. They expect him to possibly be back in November. He will be able to practice with the team. And if all goes well, he'll be back with us for the end of the season and playoff run, which I expect us to make the playoffs. We talked about that
100%.
Last week. 100%. So he'll be back with us. So that was some positive news. So real quick, I go on record. I think the Saints win. I think, it's probably either a 10 or 14 point game we win by. I think it's just going to be a statement game, especially because he's a Dennis Allen era. A lot of talk with, what the Saints are going to do without Sean Payton and Drew, and they're still finding their identity. No, this team has their identity. They know exactly who they are. They're about to show the world on Sunday.
I don't disagree. Saints are going to get that W, or as Jameis would say, eat that W. It was so irritating when he did that with the Bucks, but why do I love it when he does it for us? Anywho, I digress. I'm going to say
that Florida Saints on the jersey.
I know. That's why. I know. That's all it took. Put on the gold helmet and that's all. That's all I need. I'm going to say Saints definitely win. I'm not as optimistic as you. And last year I went for it on that game with Green Bay, but I'm going to say Saints by four. Yep, that's right. It's going to come down to a field goal, or they'll try and do something at the end. Not the Saints, the Falcons, and they'll close the gap, but they're not winning. Not even close.
And speaking of prediction, Peter King came out and said that the Saints were going to win the NFC. He's got us getting the number one seed this year.
Yes.
I like hearing that, but I also like when we're the underdogs and we kind of fly under the radar, mm-hmm. because people don't have that target on our backs. But mm-hmm. with this mm-hmm. game, I do feel like it's a statement game. I feel like the Saints are going to really want to come out with fire, because there's been so much talk over the last couple of weeks of who they are without Sean mm-hmm. Payton. And look, Dennis Allen became coach of this team for a reason. He has control. Agreed. And respect in that locker room. It's not mm-hmm. like he was a defensive coordinator for 1 year here. He's been here for years. Look what he's done with the defense. For years, we didn't have a defense. For years, Drew carried the team on his back. If we had this defense years ago, we'd have multiple Lombardis. I have no doubt about that. But I mean, this defense Agreed. Is what he's done has been incredible. So he's got respect to the players. They like him. He's got, like I said, control over that locker room. I think they're going to show up and show out on Sunday, just because they're going to want to win this game big. And the thing is, it's important because we've got 3 weeks in a row where we're playing divisional games. And then mm-hmm. we go overseas and we're playing the Vikings, but that's going to be difficult. It's always hard to travel over there. And then, you know, we got to come back and play Seattle and Cincinnati. So we need to go 3-0, you know, wipe out these three division rivals. And we got Brady the next week. The dome is going to be insane. Cannot wait. Literally will feel it the minute you walk in it. But yeah, we need to come out and win this game big. So I predict, I said at least 10 points. The Saints have the talent and they're going to want to prove it. And they need to just shut up everybody. We need to start strong. We definitely need to
Agreed.
Start strong.
Agreed. And then I look at stuff. So 100% agree with you. I want to be proven wrong. I want it to be a blowout. I want you to come on the show next week and say, gee, I told you. And I'll be like, yes, yes, you did. And I stand corrected. And then I look at stuff like the week one power rankings. So let's first denote, I don't know how you create power rankings and no one's played a game, but okay.
They had them like after the draft.
I know. It's hilarious draft, to like, me, how but they've got you... us at 20, sit yourself down and tell they me you us... don't know football by showing me you don't know football. 20.
They had us
the Dolphins.
Yeah. They had us a couple of weeks ago, 8-9, and then they shifted Idiots. It back and they have us at 9-8. I'm like, that was our exact same record last year. So you're going to tell me we're going to finish with the same record last year when all of our players that were hurt that we lost. And yes. then, you know, we were dealing with the relocation. We strengthened our defense and got some wide receivers and you still have us win 9 games. Okay. So keep drinking when y'all type those little numbers in. I don't know where they come up with it. And it drives me insane. Power rankings are BS. They are.
Yeah. Agreed. The power rankings are a joke fest. I don't know if I ever really believe them unless they put us in the top 5. And then I'm always like, look at us. But all jokes aside, it's just hilarious to me. And I honestly feel like either we're so far under the radar, people have not paid any attention to us. And by people, I mean mainstream national media who clearly haven't peeped anything at training camp, or they're just, I mean, it's just legitimate Saints hate. But I mean, that's exactly
sold all
right.
the stock and they mm-hmm. asked mm-hmm. us aside and they said, okay, well, you know, mm-hmm. we don't even know if Swinson is the answer. You know, maybe mm-hmm. he's not the answer 5 years from now, but he's sure. the answer today. And if the Saints and Mickey Loomis and Gail Benson feel like he is the guy to lead this team, then, you know, just like Saints fans are behind him, everybody else needs to get behind him because he is our quarterback. And he's done nothing but say and do the right thing to say, okay, hey, look, I belong here. We just mm-hmm. don't have more stats on the field. But if you go off of the 7 games last year, nobody has room to talk. But they keep saying, oh, well, it was only 7 games. I'm like, look at the 7 games, though, and look who we played. And look right. at the path that he would have been on had he ended the season playing the way that he was playing. He would have been a top 5 quarterback last year. If he continues on that path, and like I said, I expect him to, because we have so many offensive weapons now that we didn't have, especially bringing Taysom Hill into the mix. You know, there's just been talk of Jameis possibly being comeback player of the year. And I don't see why that couldn't happen if he plays well like he did last year. And Dennis Allen's going to give him more freedom than Sean did as well. really, he held him back a lot those first couple of games. And then, of course, he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I think that people are holding on to old myths about Jameis, and they're not necessarily open to seeing the change that has been affected, both through his time with Drew and Sean, and now with the confidence that Dennis and Mickey have placed in him and the team. I mean, but you know what? I always say, keep underestimating us and then be surprised.
And the thing is, like I said, 7 games, he played really well. People are sitting there going, oh, the Broncos are going to be legit this year because they've got Russell Wilson. Okay, Russell Wilson hasn't played a regular season game yet, and you're ready to sit there and say, oh, you know, he's making them legit. But Jameis came here last year. We saw him through the 7 games and what he did, and yet he's not legit. And the Saints aren't legit, but the Broncos are. Okay, please explain that to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they can't.
And I never will. And we could spend, you know, the rest of our lives trying to figure this out. And it'll probably be as long as the Falcons will be trying to win a Super Bowl. So no sense wasting time on something that's never going to happen.
Yep. It's not even worth it. You know what? I'm just going to be focused, laser focused, as one of my friends used to say at work, just watching the Saints and watching them improve week over week as they vie for the number one seed, which I believe they're going to get 12-5. I'm there with you, Peter King. Call me crazy. Call me a pie-eyed optimist. I'm cool with all those names. When we're laughing with our first bye week in the playoffs, who's laughing now? That's what I'll say.
Exactly. But if y'all disagree with us, you know, you can always hit us up online.
Absolutely.
And before we wrap the show, I do want to give a shout out to Beignet Fest. I know if y'all follow me online, I've been tweeting about it. I had articles I've been writing about it. I love festivals that have meaning behind them. This is such a great event for a great cause. If you don't know anything about Beignet Fest, go check them out online. First of all, who doesn't love beignets? Second of all, it's a great event for a great cause. The founders of the organization and the festival, the money goes towards programs for children who have autism. They had learned through their child's journey and developmental issues that New Orleans doesn't have a lot of programs. So they started the Beignet Fest Foundation to raise money for grants, for programs for kids with developmental disabilities. And it's such a fun event. They started in 2016. And of course, the last 2 years, they were on hiatus due to COVID. They're back this year. They have a great musical lineup with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Children's Hospital has an interactive event for kids there. They have a PJ's Coffee, a Beat a Beer Garden, any kind of beignet you could possibly want from your traditional sweet dessert type. They've got crab beignets, praline beignets, you name it, they've got it. Such a great event. You want to just jump on their website and learn more about the organization and get your tickets. It's beignetfest.com. It's in 2 weeks on the 24th in City Park, $20 a ticket. Kids get in free under 12. Great event. So go check it out. I'll see you there.
Oh my God. Have beignets for me. Have a praline beignet. Have whatever. I love a beignet.
Go to Beignet Fest on Saturday and then have a big party at your home the next day when the Saints take on the Panthers. But I want to tell everybody, thank you for joining us tonight on Floors Truly. As you can tell, we're super excited to be back and we're super excited to have football. But you can hit us up online if you have any questions or comments, or you just want to get in on the Falcons Hate Week fun. I'm Tina at The Enola Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and of course Twitter. And you can hit us up Floors Truly Pod on Twitter and Floors Truly Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come and join the fun with you. And of course, get Dennis Allen on Twitter.
Thank you for that plug. Yeah, you all can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with 2 E's.
And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. I will end the show with a big old hoot at, baby. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Hoot at.